Live Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 15th of December, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we are a week away. It's the Ides of December, and the festive season is right down on top of us. We've got the Student Nest menorah is lit up for the second day of Hanukkah, and Christmas is happening next weekend. So we're going to do some, let you know about some of the festive things that are going on. There's dance gigs, there's concerts, there's plays, there's pantos, there's all kinds of stuff going on next week or so. So we'll keep you on top of that and play some pretty darn good music as well. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things right off with a gig that's happening tonight at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street. Perennial Vancouver punk favorites. I love these guys because they were great. They almost made it to the very top, and then everything crumbled underneath them. They broke up and went on their separate ways, and nobody heard anything about them for 25 years, I think. I'm trying to think. It's probably about the time that somebody said, "What happened to the Pointed Sticks?" Actually, the real story about this is that Zulu Records put out a re-release CD of a classic Vancouver punk album called Vancouver Complication. And DOA went to Japan to tour the album. They just went to tour. And the album had already been released, and it had been released in Japan. And everyone was all excited about DOA coming to Japan. But everywhere they went, people were coming up to them going, "Oh, it's great that DOA's here, but when are the Pointed Sticks coming?" So they came back and said, "You guys got to get back together because they want you in Japan." And that was 10 years ago, and they're still going strong. So good for them. And they're playing tonight at the Fox Cabaret with special guests the Murphy Brothers and the Mac Jackets. It's a real live Vancouver punk rock event. Fox Cabaret is, of course, at 7th and Main. The show is at, well, usual times, I guess, about 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. Anyway, they're on the Facebook. Head to the Fox tonight. Check out the Pointed Sticks.
I rode into the moon till it ran out of gas. Wandered round the town till my shoes wore through. Saw a tinfoil hat. Now I got one like that. I don't have to switch bodies with the cat. in my tin foil hat. I'm a gamma romancer. I'm a much better dancer. Even when I'm plastered in my tin foil hat, I'm an alphabet reducer. I'm a microwave diffuser. I'm a choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-chooser. Tin foil hat. Tin foil hat. Avec mon chapeau de papier d'alu. Mais je suis toujours pas fantastique in my tin foil hat. I'm a glamour romantic. I'm pre-apocalyptic. I could wear lipstick if I want a tin foil hat. I'm consciously objecting. I'm civilly disobedient. Give me two potatoes and I'll take you out next Tuesday. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, you're saying that doesn't sound like the pointed sticks. This is the pointed stick.
Powdery outfit.
There we go. That's more like it. Pointed Sticks at the Fox Cabaret tonight. One of the big deals that happens this time of year is that all the theater companies put on their Christmas extravaganza. And the big one is the pantomime. The classic British comes out of the British music hall tradition, and I think it's even older than that. It's the entertainment where you have it's for kids, you know, but it's for adults too. You have stock characters. Pantomime is like, I can't even put it in words. It's weird. Basically, you have a fairy tale. Starts with a fairy tale, usually Cinderella, or a classic story like Robin Hood or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then they kind of mix around characterizations in that. There's always a man in drag who plays a character called the Dame. And that's usually like, Cinderella's evil stepsisters or Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack's mother is the Dame, that kind of thing. And then the handsome prince is usually played by a young woman called the Principal Boy. There's often an evil wizard or demon that's trying to mess things up. There's always a good fairy and lots of singing and dancing and crazy times. Bad puns, very bad puns, very, very, very bad puns in a panto. There's quite a few going on, too. There's one up in North Vancouver at Hendry Hall. They're doing Doctor of Oz, a self-help panto, seasonal fun for the whole family. Dorothy travels over the mountains to the magical land of Oz, the land of self-help. She meets up with Scarecrow, searching for the perfect diet, Tin Man, who wants more time, and the Shy Lion, who wants to be an internet sensation. But the Yellow Brick Road isn't an easy path, and they have to deal with the Wicked Mitch and many, many horrible, horrible jokes. That goes until the 17th, so it's just closing this weekend. So make sure you get up there to see that. A little closer to the city in Marple, it's Metro Theater's annual Christmas panto. This year they're doing Cinderella, and that's a nice flashback. I actually played one of Cinderella's ugly stepsisters a long time ago at Metro Theater, so I'm really excited about that. That's going until the 6th of January, so you got plenty of time to see that one. There's also the East Van Panto at the York Theater. I think it's Up in the Air Theater puts that one on. That's a great show. Veda Hilly does the music, and Alan Zinnick is playing the Dame once again. That'll be 18 kinds of fun. That's at the York Theater, also going till the 6th of January. And I didn't have time to check it out, so I'm just going to look right now to see if they're doing one at White Rock, because White Rock used to be the place. I think that was before there was Metro, before there was the East Van Panto, before there was any other shows. There was the White Rock Panto, and it's at the Coast Capital Playhouse, right down in the middle of town in White Rock. And this year they're doing the Hunchback of Notre Panto, that's also great fun. White Rock's been doing pantos for 50 years, and this year they're doing the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And let's see, what does it say? Set in Paris in the Roaring Twenties, the show follows a cast of characters struggling to make a life in one or more important courtyards in the city, the cathedral. Beggars, aristocrats, and poets all live under the watchful eye of Cardinal Frollo. And the cardinal adds the right amount of evil, all the while keeping an watchful eye on on Quasimodo. So that's the White Rock Panto. That is going until the 30th of December. So plenty of places to check out Christmas entertainment. And like I said, one of the best ways of doing it is going to check out the panto. Another thing going on tonight, we talked about this last week. Our good friends at, where is it? There it is. Our good friends at One World Music and Entertainment. It's not loading. It's not loading. There it is. I click it and it doesn't load. Oh.
And then I get all caught up and I can't talk about what I was going to talk about. So let's talk about this instead. I'll get back to that later. The Sumner Brothers are a local folk country group, and they have released a new album, and it's called To Elliot in Remembrance of Wolf. And it's a collection of cover songs, sort of favorites where is he? There he is. Pardon me while I take a moment to get the computer to speed up. I did want to read the whole blurb here. It's an album dedicated to Vancouver folk rocker Elliot C. Way and his deceased dog, Wolf. In fact, it's a return in style and form to their early releases dating back over a decade ago. The album is stripped down and serious. The recording techniques are rudimentary and the arrangements are dead simple. This time, though, the brothers arrive with a confidence and masculinity that allows the songs to transcend music and be interpreted as stories. So these are songs that are favorites of Elliot Way and his dog Wolf. And so since Wolf recently passed away, the Sumner Brothers decided to put these songs all together in a new CD. And to celebrate the opening of the release of that CD, they're going to be doing a big show tonight at the Wise Hall on Adnack Street, just behind the Culch. It's a Sumner Brothers Christmas number 12, and it starts tonight at 8 o'clock. It's in residential neighborhood, so they don't want to go too late. And lots of great entertainment. The Sumner Brothers are there, plus other guests like Wild North, Dustin Bentall, Real Ponchos. Let's see, who else? Plus, there will be a Santa photo booth, hot whiskey, apple cider, and enough cheer to make you puke. So head down to the Wise Hall. One of the songs that they've covered on this CD is... a very mournful version of Warren Zevon's Carmelita.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark, and I'm there with her in Ensenada. And I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Will I pawn Smith Corona, and I went down to meet my man. Well, he hangs out down on Eldorado Street by the Pioneer Chicken Stand. Carmelita, hold me tighter. Mm-hmm.
is nothing good about winter. The days are shorter, the sun isn't as sunny, and it's freaking cold.
Yeah, but there's also the annual winter issue of Disorder. Pick up your copy of Disorder, that magazine that's salty enough to melt the iciest of seasonal affective disorders from CITR, at one of our over 100 distribution locations. To share some fireside cheer with Kathleen Hepburn, a local independent director, enjoy a cup of metaphorical cocoa with BB over their first full album release, make some non-denominational sugar cookies at Chinatown's Pollyanna Library with Jonathan Q, take a sleigh ride through CITR's seasonal special listening guide, and of course, enjoy reviews of local shows and new releases. And an extra special holiday shout-out to our advertisers, Tambor Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, the Cinematheque, and Mint Records.
I guess winter's not that bad.
Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
Tired of a world of no when you have so much to give?
CITR and Disorder got you with an outfit for all that.
Volunteer Wednesdays are back in the CITR Lounge.
It's an open house for members like you who are looking to meet cool people and get into the station.
Join up, meet some folks, help some causes, or just hang the freak out.
At the CITR Discord Lounge from 1 to 3 every Wednesday for food and good times.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
Okay, I found it. The folks at One Nation, the great local record label and promotion company, are putting on a very special charitable event tonight at the Imperial on Main Street, Main and Hastings, right in the heart of Old Town Vancouver. It's called One Cure Live, a mental health awareness concert. All the proceeds are going to Canadian Mental Health Association and American Suicide Prevention Foundation. It's happening tonight at 8 o'clock. Show gets underway right at 8 because there's lots and lots and lots of great local hip-hop artists and dance folks. Pam, 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 pam. I'm killing time here. Their main genres are Afrobeat, hip-hop, dancehall, and reggae. That's what I was trying to say. And there's about a dozen different artists that are going to be performing tonight. And two of our favorites are folks that we've had on the show here in the past. Oluwa Tony, who is also the guy. He's the runner. He's the chief. He's the brains behind One Nation, and he's a great artist in his own right. And Ndidi Cascade will also be performing there. So here's a couple of tunes by them. The first one is Oluwa Tony and Fly to L.A., and then we're going to hear from Ndidi Cascade as well.
Back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day.
Been around the world to make this for y'all. London, Lagos, Paris, and more. Vancouver, BC, my favorite for sure. Thanks to the love for opening. doors. Brought me to the city regardless of my flaws. Open up my eyes to see wonderful skies. Land of opportunity, eyes and the prize. A mother can laugh where we play on the ice. When it pulls, money gets better. Better have a ride or an umbrella. Shopping city, better have cheddar. Best and free, plus a nice weather. The weed that we grow is so freaking amazing. Blessed with this nature and I'm entertaining. Cruising as people since summer we dating.
Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day.
Shout out to my Afro-Caribbean, Chinese, Hong Kong and India. Nihama and konnichiwa. Like to greet them in your area. Now I'm getting some nostalgia. Growing up in Lagos, Nigeria. Sometimes I had bad malaria. College was a success criteria. Study time in UK was euphoria. Back to Lagos like no daddy, yeah. And I miss my Nadia. Fast forward, no more nostalgia. To Van City, the place of my dreams. And I store an Ivana sick on the beans. I'm dancing, I'm loving, and loving my city. We fly to LA and come back in one day.
Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day.
Are you there, California? All these stars were dead here. Midnight shooting and insomnia. Over a city for the area. If you get camera phobia, camouflage like a mafia. Dress like you're from Ecclesia. Kings and queens is what we are. In my vision I'm a champion. Mix up line like a Marion. Six of the likes of Indian. Sipping on my Don Perignon. So put your heads up if you feel me. And party till morning you feel me. I'm dancing, I'm loving my city. We fly to LA and come back in one day.
Back in one day, back in one day. Fly to LA and come back in one day. Back in one day, back in one day.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you or your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Big up the style, big up the style.
The beat ain't stopping it, you keep pop locking the rock of the show now. But they gotta slow down to keep it afloat now. Bringing a vibe, give thanks to creator, I'm living it so alive. I wanted to suffer the rhythm and every other. I'm giving to every mother, every sister, every brother. I want to unravel the system of soul, travel and tap the right channel to move with no devil. I want to rise towards the most high. I really despise the greed, the shifts, eyes. I want to shine with stars, do align. Cause now is the time to find the sublime. Steady climbing to rhyming to make diamonds in the sky. Reflect back down to the tide side. Move with the moonlight. Assume right now the insight might make the moon right.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Don't flow, suggest you don't go. The seeds that won't sow, the cells that won't grow. Lest you get blessed, confess and don't bowl a kid who don't know the toll. It's like whoa when they tell their souls to hold the fool's gold. And all the goals go out the window. Or smoke the endo or don't meditate. Don't take the time to unwind and create what we were given free will for a reason. Make me wonder why we turn like the season. Could it be all the greed they feed in me? Gotta see what I need, come on.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound to make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a
If you're standing in the dark, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
So that's going on tonight at the Imperial on Main Street. Kicks off at 8 o'clock. Don't miss it. It's for a good cause, and you'll have fun. You will. I'm pretty sure. If you want to go see some theater this weekend, there's a few shows that are closing out the next couple of days. You still get a chance to see. One is Almost Maine by John Cariani, which is at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. It is a charming, almost magical tapestry of the joys and perils of romance set in one night in a small town in Maine. That doesn't do it justice. I saw it opening night. It's a delightful show, and you'll enjoy it. And then following the closing of Almost Maine on Sunday, actually it closes tomorrow, but this the next show starts on Tuesday. It's called Christmas Presents. It's their annual holiday tradition at Pacific Theater. An evening of song and stories. The show has a special level of Christmas magic. The musicians and actors get together on the day to swap their songs and stories, putting the show together almost on the fly. It's a sort of onstage magic that really rather reliably happens, as a musician put it. It runs from the 19th to the 23rd at Pacific Theater, so it's the kind of thing that it's a different show every night. You'll have a lot of fun with that. Also going on this weekend, the Mint Collective is finishing their production of The Realistic Joneses by Will Eno. It's at the Culture Lab at Venables and Victoria. I think they've got about three shows left that close on Sunday afternoon. And this is the story about two couples living right next to each other having a bafflingly wacky, sad, wonderful adventure, a definitely non-Christmas offering. For the kiddies, Carousel Theater for Young People are doing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the first of the Narnia stories, and that is going until the 6th of January at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island, featuring friends of the show like Ian Butcher, Massey Day, Chris Lamb, the great Chris Lamb, and the beautiful Syriana Milani. Then we've got at the Arts Club Gold Corp stage at the BMO Theater Center at First and Manitoba, it's The Day Before Christmas, written by Stacey Kaser and Allison Kelly. It's the second time around for that show. It premiered at the Arts Club last year, and it's a lot of fun. Our good friends Paul Herbert and Chelsea Haberlin are involved with that one. And also we've got the Broadway musical version of Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. That's happening at the K. Meek Center in West Van. That goes, it's not on right now, actually. It's going on in December 27th to 30th. And that's featuring people like Eric Gow and Chris Adams, Michelle Krieber, and Renee Miller. Some great local talent involved in that. So that's coming up after Christmas. So mark that down in your calendar. And also, the big show, the big, huge, enormous production at the Stanley Theater, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which if you saw the last time around about 6 or 7 years ago, you might want to check this one out as well, because it's the same story, but it's practically a whole new cast, new Belle, new Beast, and new Lumiere, and new set. It's a new set. It's a completely redesigned setup for the show. The choreography by Val Easton is still solid, although Scott was rolling along just nicely, and then his name just got stuck in my brain, and now I can't think of it. Anyway, he did a fabulous job picking up for Val's choreography. So, like, the whole show is just amazing. Gotta love it. And Jonathan Winsby, who plays the Beast, is he's a Vancouver artist. His dad was an actor in the city for a long time. And he got his start down at Metro Theater doing music hall reviews and pantos and that kind of thing. And he worked his way up. He played Gaston in the first run of Beauty and the Beast, and then went away. He went to Stratford. He went to Broadway. Came back. He's got this beautiful voice now, and just him by himself makes the show worthwhile. And Shannon Chan Kent as Belle is also gorgeous. So, yeah, you know, you want to throw out a few bucks, treat the kids to a show, Beauty and the Beast will do it for you. So let's see. Did I have anything else I wanted to mention right at the moment? Not at the moment. We'll save that for later. Let's take another break. Let's see what's going on here.
That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at CITR.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know,
hello, this is Russian Tim, and I'm throwing it.
But man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Hello, this is Russian Tim, and I'm throwing a Christmas Rager on December 15th at the Cobalt. I invited to play the show some of my favorites, The Greatest Sons, The Core, Anthems, Contracode, and even my band, Russian Tim and Pavel Vorez. Tickets at the door are $15, but $10 online at myshowpass.com. Christmas Rager, December 15th, Cobalt, great success.
Mikey, I just know we're gonna find you and bring you home. I know we don't got your hand to hold, but you gotta know that we never let go. Whoa, we got eyes.
Ho-ho. That's tonight. Russian Tim's Christmas Rager going on at the Cobalt on Main. So they got lots of stuff to do tonight. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors from productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Fraser Valley Stage, they're still looking for a mezzo-soprano to play Tessa in The Gondoliers. Please, somebody, help these people out. They're doing a show in March of The Gondoliers, and then they're going to England. This show is going to England. It's going to be playing at the International Gilbert and Sullivan Festival in Harrogate in August, and they need a Tessa. So please, contact Margaret Kennedy at 604-308-0948 or go to Fraser Valley Stage to find out more information. Please. I don't want to have to read this thing again next week. Awkward Stage Productions doing Milk, Milk, and Lemonade by Joshua Conkle, directed by Seamus Farah. That's happening in May at CBC Studio 700. The auditions are on Sunday at the Arts Umbrella on Granville Island. And they are looking for, specifically, they want you to prepare a monologue by an LGBTQ playwright. Did I say that right, Donald? How do you say that again?
LGBTQ.
That's right. Thanks. And it's a play that deals with queer themes. So do a monologue by either an LGBTQ playwright or one that deals with queer themes. 16 bars of a song from the 70s. And a short creative piece about being an other. So there's a little bit of work for you, but it's worth it. This is a really interesting play. And Awkward Stage Productions is a new theater company that is energetic, enthusiastic, and they encourage performers from all cultures, races, ethnicities, and gender identities, mental and physical abilities to apply for auditions. In Langley, Theater in the Grove is doing Anne of Green Gables. And that's happening in February at Theater in the Grove in Langley. I just said that, didn't I? The auditions are tomorrow and Monday at Northwest Langley Baptist Church. They're looking for people who can play teenagers between the ages of 13 and 19. Specifically, if you can think you can carry off covering that age range, playing characters that start at 13 and then go through high school and finish at age 19. So give it a shot. Go to theaterinthecountry.com for more information about that. New Westminster's Vagabond Players are doing 4,000 Miles by Amy Herzog, directed by our friend Dale Kelly. The show is going on in April. The auditions are happening in January, and that's at the Burnie Leg Theater in New Westminster in Queen's Park. Vagabondplayers.ca is the website to find out more. We've got Fabulous Theater doing a play called Once on This Island. It's loosely based on Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid. It's written by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flattery. Flaherty. The show is happening in April at the Redgate Review Stage on Granville Island, and the auditions are in January, Sunday, January 7th in New Westminster. They're looking to cast about 10 to 15 performers to play a variety of roles. Actors of all ethnicities, gender identities, ages, and abilities are encouraged to submit. Send your iHeadshot and resume to fabulousauditions@gmail.com, and that's for the play Once on This Island. And finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. Their summer program, they're starting to send out calls for applicants for that. That's a series that happens every summer for young people interested in the singing, dancing, acting kind of showbiz stuff. And this year, they're calling it Bach to the Future. So I'm assuming there's a little bit of a emphasis on the music of Mr. Johann Sebastian Bach. But we'll find out, won't we? The auditions are in late March, early April. The workshops themselves happen in July and August. And they're looking for anyone between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform. The website is called The Impresario, theimpresario.ca, if you want to find out more about that. And if you want to get details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the radio, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com.
For
the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Been the right time, I've been waiting for
Mama, and never will I accept any disrespect. Train, I'ma bring you the drama. Talk another shit, but you cannot back it up. Boy, slow down, girl, put the lips on the cup. Get turned up, then I'm gonna run out of fuck. So hold up, turns out I was born with none, huh? So take a chance, realize I warned you though. Won't get it past, gon' burn slow. I and I always running on the low. Take your eyes off and I'ma rub you blind. How you go? I know you see my curls on my cheeks. I know you hear my soft ass beat. I know you know my time ain't free. I know you creeping my IG. I know you thinking she's so sweet. Till you hear this napalm that be licking on my teeth. With the mic on the beat, got you jumping on your seat like damn. She bringing a jam, she might be the man, she might be the man. Now don't get it twisted. I be the business. I be the missus. And at the same time, I'm a mistress. Paying the visits, making them vicious. Yeah, that's me, put the booty on the D-H-O-P-E. The one and only. So just say destiny and show it, show it. I'm hunting, I'm hunting. Think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back so don't ever get too close. I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay wrong on my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. You think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back so don't ever get too close. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. But I mean though, they grow up on my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Well, coming up, I'm not sure. This doesn't seem to be anybody around here. Oh, Andy's in his office. Maybe he's doing something. Anyway, Nardwar will be around at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. So that's something to look forward to. Plus lots of great programming on through the day and the night and the weekend. We're all here for you right here at CITR. And Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. We're in a little special Christmas novelty for you. So tune in for that next Friday at this same time. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.